I'm Mary Beth Edelson. I'm an artist. And one of the things I became interested in was domestic violence.
In the fall of 1994, the country was glued to their TV sets watching the O.J. Simpson trial. In the wake of the case, artist Mary Beth Edelson and members of the Women's Action Coalition teamed up with Creative Time. Their goal? To use the trial as a springboard for discussion and action related to domestic violence. They mounted a project in a storefront behind a shoe store at 110 Mercer Street. It was called Combat Zone, Campaign Headquarters Against Domestic Violence.
So you walked in and you had these long, long rows of shoes. And at the back, there are big double doors that opened up into Combat Zone. There were domestic violence classes that were scheduled at some times. Other times there were discussion groups going on. But mostly what we did was work with the shelters, where the battered women were already in the shelters. And those women we brought to the domestic violence space, which we called Combat Zone.
Posters, photographs, and an installation filled the space. Combat Zone merged community activism with creative thinking.
It pushes the edges of art. It definitely does. It pushes it into social service. And I was quite aware that that's exactly what I was going into. But what I was bringing to it is an artist's sensibility. We were doing things the domestic violence agencies had not thought of. We were doing things that were creative, that brought a new approach to domestic violence. It seemed like this is the right time. If you're going to do it right now. And so, grabbed the bull by the horns and did it.